The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Mara towards the bottom of the Amatan Rabbana. We learned the Kumsa the Gemara brings a pasuk of Hilchas Mincha, Hilchas Menachas, a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that the Kohen, the Herim Imenu B'Kumtzoi, Kohen takes Kemitza with his hand, Shalayas Amidu L'Kohimetz, Kemitza has to be done with his hand, the Kohen with his own hand takes out the Kemitza, and not that he should use a Keli, a measuring Keli, to take the Kemitza out. Even though we know the Shir of the Kemitza, more tells us Menachas is 2 Zaysim, so I would think, so I'll take 2 Zaysim out of the mincha, out of the dough that's collected in this bowl, this bisa, and that would be enough. That would be called taking a kmita. And I could make a measuring keli, scoop of some sort, and scoop out the kmita. And that, the pasuk tells me, no, b'kumtza, it has to be done with his hand. The kohen has used his hand. The poil, the hand of the kohen is what makes the kmita. Gemara is a shayli boy lohu. Ma'o shayata mikla chafina. What's the halacha made the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, who is being chayif in Keteris, as the Mishnah started off, that they brought the Kohen a machta full of Keteris, and he fills up Melech Hofna from there and pours it into the Bazach, which he will then use to carry this Keteris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. To be master it, when he has to be chayif in that Keteris, to shovel up that Keteris, can he do it with a Keli, or does he have to use his hand? Moshe Yatamit L'chafina. And the Gemara explains, Hosam Mahuda Siv Bekumtzai, by Kemitza, by Mincha, there's a Kosa Bekumtzai, the Kohen has to use his hand, Ocha, like Siv Bechofna, just as Mloy Chofnav, his hand full, so maybe Mloy Chofnav could mean even if he filled that, maybe just an amount, Torah just means that amount, and even if he filled it up with a Keli, or not. And the Gemara says, Toshma, Kachos Midasoi, our Mishnah says, that the amount that the Kohen shovels up in his hand, scoops up with his chofnayim, that's the mid of the Kohen. My love, the Gemara says, that you're able to make a mid for the chafina. And the Gemara answers, no, loyalim, you can't make a mid for the chafina, because ain't ois a mid of the chafina, just like you have by Menachas. And our Mishnah just needs to say that that's how much you're going to have. You're going to have to be chayzer v'chayfin, and Kodesh HaKadosh, you're going to have to pour that back into your hands, like we see. That's how the Kohen Gadol does matter, the Teres of Nagel of Nim. And the Gemara then says, maybe not, maybe you could read the Mishnah differently, and the Gemara doesn't really answer the Shailas. The Tosis Yishonim asks on Rashi's chat in the Gemara, the way we just explained it, 2 kashas. First of all, Tosis Yishonim says, the Pasuk of Meloi Kumtza is Mashma, that you have to use your hand. Why was there ever a half a minute to be able to use a Mida, to be able to use a Keli? Obviously, the Torah said, Bekumtzai, the kaimet literally means a handful. However, the Gemara explains later how you do it, using 3 fingers across the palm of the hand and rubbing it on the side with the thumb and the pinky to make it exact, to make it even, smooth. The Torah says, Bekumtzai, why would there be a half a minute at all to be able to use a keli? Secondly, you could ask, al derech, the way the Torah says Shalom is asking, that if it would be possible to make a mida, if it's possible to make a mida for the chafina, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, then why in the world would he ever be chayzer v'chayfin? If a mida is as good as his chafnayim, and chafnayim is just an amount that you have to have, then why would I be chayzer v'chayfin l'fnayim v'lefnim, which is the avodah kasher shel Beis Hamikdash, the whole fancy trick, how either using Rosh Hashanah of his fingertips, or using his tongue and his teeth, and he flips over the Keteris into his hands in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's a whole complicated trick. What do we need the whole thing for? L'chaira, if a mid is as good as Chafnayim, if a Keli is as good as your hand, like the Havim of the Gemara, you can make a mid of L'chafina, then why should I ever have to be Chayzer V'chayfin L'fnayim V'lefnim? Tosfos Yishonim answers that you have to learn the Gemara not like Rashi. There was never a Havamin, the Gemara never thought that you could take a Mida and use that in place of your hand to do the Maisa, to do the Mitzvah Kemitza, to do the Mitzvah Chafina. However, I would have thought that you could take out the Kemitza, separate it from the Mincha, from the Shirayim, and then afterwards put it in your hand to make it Melekumtze. Avadalot, the Torah says, Bekumtze, that the Kemitze has to be in the hands of the Kohen to make it a Kemitze. However, I would have thought that you could separate the Kemitze from the Mincha, and then subsequently put it into your hand, and that will make it into Bekumtze, and you don't have to get your hand dirty sticking it into the Mincha itself. That's how the Tosfos Rishonim learns the Havam in the Gemara, and therefore the same thing would be by Chafina. Kohen Gadol doesn't have to take two handfuls out of this Machta Gedusha full of Kateris. Instead, they can fill up a Midas HaChafina with exactly the Kohen's handful, and then when he goes into Kodesh HaKadosh, he'll be Chayzer V'Chayfin, he'll pour that into his hands, so it will have been V'Chofne HaKohen, just like the claimants of the Mincha will subsequently go into the hand of the Kohen. A Kosher HaChafina will be Kosher Kemitza will be because it was in the Kohen's hand, but he doesn't have to do this separating from the Mincha al yidei his hands. Rather, he could do that al yidei the midah. That was the Havam in the Gemara, and that's what the Gemara answers. No, Bekumtzai, that even that chelik of the Kemitza separating it from the Mincha has to be done with the hands of the Kohen. Shagatari asks that how could there be a possibility to be oisim midah lekemitza every time you take a Kemitza? Part of the Maisa Kemitza is you're separating this Kemitza from the Shirayim. In the Maisa Kemitza, the separating of the Kemitza is pulling the Kemitza away from the Shirayim. Over here, if I was Oizemidl Kemitza, so with the Keli, I removed two Zesim out of the Mincha, and now I'm holding two Zesim, and I move them from the Kli into my hand and make the Maisa Kemitza. In that Maisa Kemitza, practice Shagatayi, I didn't leave over Shirayim. If I didn't leave over Shirayim, how could it be Bechlala Maisa Kemitza? Now, it could be you could answer that after I separated the Mincha, I put it in the Keli together with the Shirayim. After I separated the Kemitza from the Mincha, I put it in the Keli with the Shirayim. And then later I just pick up that piece with my hand. And it could be that the Kemitza and the Shirayim being in one Keli together is enough to put it all together and to make it into one Cheft. It's one Mahalach to answer the Shagatari's Kasha. Leib Malin in Simon Mem says a Yishuv, says a Hezber, and what's shot in this whole Tosfos Rishonim. Zotzub Leib, without verstehen, that there are two chalokim in the Maisa Kemitza. Every Maisa Kemitza that the Kohen does is two dinim in that Maisa Kemitza. The first chalok, he says, is picking up the Kemitz from the Mincha, which he says, that's what makes the rest of the Mincha Shirayim. That's the Avodas HaKemitza that we always say is comparable in the Seder Avodas HaKorban to the Shechita. Just like a Behemah has Shechita, a Mincha has Kemitza. And in that is Nichlal, another Chelek, and that is that the measuring of the Kemet is of the Kemitza is done in that act. Zotzubli, besides that, there's another din. That is that the Kemitza has to be in the hand of a Kohen to make it into a Kemitza. And the Halamin of our Gemara was to split up these two dinim. That's how Tosfos Rishonim understands the fear of labor. Our Gemara's Halamin was, I can make a Midah L'Kemitz. I can separate it. I can do the Hafroshes HaKemitz from the Shirayim. Separated the Ikar Kemitza from the rest of the Mincha that blinds the Shirayim. And with that Maisa, I made it into a Kemitza, and I measured it. The measuring of the Kemitza also was part of that Maisa, which could still be done by a Keli in the Havamin of Agamora. The only thing Agamora held you can't do with a Keli is the Bekumtzai, that one Zaitika Halacha that the Torah says the Kemitza also has to be in the hand of the Kohen. That Agamora held I could split up. First, be mafresh and measure a Kemitza with a Keli, and then put it in the hands of a Kohen, and you'll have Bekumtzai. And that's what we darshan, the Heri Menu Bekumtzai, that the Haroma has to be Bekumtzai. The lifting up, the separating, the whole Maisa Mitzchilos of Atzofim from beginning to end, everything has to be done Ali Dei the Kohen's hand, and not through anything else. And Agamor says, therefore, what's going to be by Chafina? Is the Maisa of Chafina the same as the Maisa of Kemitza? Or can we say, no, Chafina is much simpler than Kemitza. In Kemitza, I'm taking away a Kemitza, and I'm leaving behind Shirayim. I'm also measuring, and I'm also separating. But I'm also measuring. It's true. Chafina has the chelik of Kemitza, of measuring, But Chafina does not have the chelik of the Maisa Kamitz of separating it from Shirayim. And therefore, our Gemara wants to know, is Chafina like Kamitza that it needs the Yad HaKoyin the whole way through, because the Maisa of Afroshas HaKoyimitz in the Shirayim also needs Yad HaKoyin? Or do we say, no, Chafina is a much simpler act, a much smaller chalois. It's just a measuring chalois. And a measuring that you could do with a keli, and then put the kedusha on later when he'll be chazav chayfin lufnai v'lufnim. And just that this is really a shayla that the Gemara clears on Amud Beis. On Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the bein ha-beinayim. What do you do with the dough of the kemitza, of the mincha, that's stuck between the kohen's fingers? The Gemara says what's on the back of his hand is for sure not kemitza. What's facing the inside of his hand for sure is kemitza. What about the stuff that's mamish in between? The real bein ha-beinayim, in between his fingers, is that part of the kemitza, is that not part of the kemitza? And the Gemara says, l'maisa, you burn it, and not separate from the kemitza, it shouldn't be shirayim shechosher ben kemitza la'atorah. Then the Gemara says, oh, what about chafina? More clears, boyra, papa, bein ha-beinayim, shamalei chofnov, mal. So the Gemara says, what's a shayla? If you learn malei me'hosam, then it's the same as mincha, and if you don't learn malei from hosam, then it's not the same as mincha. So that's our shayla. Our shayla is, how similar is the chafina to the kemitza? Do you say that chafina's hakteris of the kohen gadol is the same level of all the halachas of kemitza of mincha, in which case the bein ha-beinayim will be the same shayla and the same sofek as mincha? Or do you say no, it's much less of a chalais, it's more of a, it's not really shopping such a kedusha, when he takes it and it's not leaving the Shirayim, and therefore it wouldn't have a halach of mincha, and you can't be medame to the sofek, to the shayla that we had in the bein ha-beinayim of a mincha. Bleib is moisif, that be'etzim, Rashi agrees that all these halakim are in the Maisa of Kemitza. In the Maisa of Kemitza, there is separating from the Shirayim, and there's measuring, and there's being Mekadosh in the hand of a Kohen. Because Rashi doesn't hold of the chiluk that the Tosfos Yerushalmi held, that the Havamim of the Gemara was to split up the Mekadosh in the hand from the measuring and the separating from the Shirayim. All those chalokim of the Kemitza Rashi held are all tzamen, and in the Havamim of the Gemara, they could be oisim midah l'kemitz. You could use a keli to separate the Kemitza. Rashi held that meant all the chalokim of the Kemitza, side of the measuring, side of the separating, and side of being the Kaddish, not like the way the Tzadik Yerushalmi understood.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.